This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Barbados Workers Union concerned that issues which caused G4S workers stationed at the airport to stop working were not addressed. Meanwhile, operations will continue at the airport without delays despite the work stoppage. A member of the DLP's executive and general councils is refuting claims that Dr. Ronnie Yearwood is planning to form a new political party. The Caribbean Public Health Agency has called on member states to be vigilant against the Mpox virus outbreak, and protesters rally outside as the Democratic National Convention kicks off in Chicago. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Some G4S workers based at the Grantley Adams International Airport staged a work stoppage. Starcom Network News understands that the workers have been complaining about malfunctioning AC units that resulted in hot and uncomfortable conditions. Starcom Network was told that the security guards from the private firm G4S have been complaining about the conditions for several months, and that yesterday, private security guards stopped work at the departure gate. Communication and Information Manager at the Barbados Workers Union, Shane Jones, said the BWU was gravely concerned about the ongoing cooling issues at the Grantley Adams International Airport that have significantly impacted the health and well-being of G4S security personnel stationed at the facility. Mr. Jones said that workers have been dealing with the situation for over a year.
Temperatures, they soared to unbearable levels. 15 G4S workers were compelled to withdraw their labor in the best interest of their health. Now, the situation is neither sudden nor surprising, as the BWU has repeatedly highlighted the intolerable working conditions caused by the malfunctioning air conditioning system. This incident occurred during a shift change, and it involved workers from two separate shifts. Now, despite their dedication and resilience, these workers, who have been contending with this issue for well over a year and counting, could no longer endure the hazardous conditions. Their decision to temporarily cease work, it is not reckless, but it was a necessary response to the extreme heat that jeopardized their health.
He said G4S has agreed to assist the staff moving forward.
In a positive development, we are pleased to confirm that G4S has now agreed to provide water for their staff moving forward. But it is still deeply troubling that this basic provision, which is essential for workers' well-being, was not implemented earlier. Once the area was sufficiently cooled, the G4S workers resumed their duties. However, as soon as the workers returned, the extra fan provided by Gaia was removed. This action raises serious concerns about the long-term commitment to resolving the cooling issues that have plagued this particular work area. The Barbados Workers Union urges Gaia management to make immediate and decisive action to permanently fix the air conditioning systems in this area. With the traditionally warmer months upon us, there is a real and justifiable fear that this problem will resurface, and it is unacceptable that G4S security personnel are unable to bring their water into the area due to security protocols.
Communication and Information Manager at the Barbados Workers Union, Shane Jones. However, Corporate Communications Specialist at the Grantley Adams International Airport, Charlene Brown, noted that all airport operations will continue without delay.
Yes, we are aware of reports circulating that there was a disruption at the Grantley Adams International Airport that will impact passengers. We want to reassure everyone that all airport operations are continuing and will continue to operate without delay, and that access to your scheduled flights will proceed as planned. We remain committed to ensuring a safe, secure, and seamless experience for everyone.
Corporate Communications Specialist at the Grantley Adams International Airport, Charlene Brown. A member of both the Democratic Labour Party's executive and general councils is refuting claims that Dr. Ronnie Yearwood is planning to form a new political party. Undine Whittaker, who serves on both councils, says that recent discussions in the meetings focused on reinstating the former president and general secretary. She urges those spreading what she described as rumours to stop.
Those claims that I'm hearing of, where persons are saying that Dr. Yearwood has spoken to the word to the effect of we'll start a new party, it is absolutely untrue. That has never surfaced in any area in the party, in our councils, in our meetings. We spoke about carrying our party forward. we have been seeking to get the two duly elected officers reinstated and for them to continue their duties as having been elected until 2025. But there has never been any informal or formal discussion on a name change or Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and other officers or other persons engaging in discussion in any way about the formation of a new party.
Member of the Democratic Labour Party's Executive and General Councils, Undine Whittaker. Meanwhile, political scientist Dr. Christina Hines believes forming a new viable political party would be difficult.
We currently have more than two political parties. If we look at the last general election and the one before, we saw that there were parties outside of the Barbados Labour Party and the Democratic Labour Party. As far as I'm aware, some of these parties at least continue to exist. And if an additional party is formed, whether from some of those who may have left or are thinking of leaving the DLP, we will have to see if they can gain a mass base. But this has long been the issue with parties outside of the BLP and the DLP. They have to gain sufficient support to be viable political alternatives. And that requires a lot of work that will likely take more than a couple of years.
Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines. The family of Stacey Ann Haynes continued their search for her yesterday with no success to date. That was the third effort in 3 days. Brother of the missing woman, Dale Haynes, confirmed that the search occurred in Guinea St. John and continued into two other locations in the area. He said that the next step is to make contact with the police to move to the next level of investigation. People working in the area where the search started shared their views on the issue.
I feel like everyone should team together, and if you see anything strange or funny, say something. Even if you're not 100% sure, if it looks strange, I think it's a travesty and it shouldn't be happening as much as it is. So hopefully everyone could, I guess, band together, look out more, and hopefully we could find the ones that are missing and prevent people from going missing in the future.
My opinion about the situation, honestly, I feel bad about it because as a man, I've got sisters, aunts, and girlfriend. I still honestly don't feel good about it because if it was my position now that I lost somebody, a female in my family, so I would feel bad honestly about it. I don't know what it would do, honestly. But so I would like them to find she died, honestly. So I would honestly like them to find the person, and I couldn't tell any. Man, it's really unfortunate. I don't really know what to say upon that issue. It got to be hard on the family. I really hope that everybody finds she. Your young girl just got missing for enough reasons, too. I think people need to band together more upon these issues. I just don't want to stop talking about it and get action going on.
Workers in the area of Guinea St. John. The Trinidad-based Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARFA, has called on member states to be vigilant against the Mpox virus outbreak after the World Health Organization last week declared the virus a public health emergency of international concern. In a statement, CARFA, which said it has established a testing capacity for the virus with a turnaround time of 72 hours, said the current outbreak of Mpox is more transmissible and causes more severe illness. CARFA's interim executive director, Dr. Lisa Indar, said that the current risk to the Caribbean population of the Mpox clade 1B is low to moderate, as no cases of Mpox have been identified in CARFA member states. However, she's warning public health authorities to be vigilant and enhance their surveillance. And finally, the Democrats' four-day event started in Chicago as supporters rally around the party's presidential candidate, Kamala Harris. U.S. President Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and other high-profile politicians will address the convention. Protesters are gathering around the event over issues including Israel's war in Gaza, immigration, abortion rights, and criminal justice reform. The Democratic National Convention runs from August 19th to 22nd at the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. Recapping the headlines. The Barbados Workers Union concerned that issues which caused G4S workers stationed at the airport to stop working are not addressed. Meanwhile, operations will continue at the airport without delays despite the work stoppage. A member of the DLP's executive and general councils refuting claims that Dr. Ronnie Yearwood is planning to form a new political party. CARFA has called on member states to be vigilant against the mpox virus outbreak, and protesters rally outside as the Democratic National Convention kicks off in Chicago. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.